This is Dr. McGee at Stanford, the patient, Pulio Gurvio, G-U-E-R-V-I-L, Medical X 148546. Press 9/4/1952, referring physician, Dr. Jose Massa, procedure performed AJD, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure July 29, 2022, indications, histroduodenal ulcer, abdominal pain, histroduodenal stricture, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, duodenal stricture, number 2, otherwise normal EGD, paragraph deform session, duodenal bulb, complications done immediately, medication as per monitoring, TCA care, paragraph out procedure, after focus was obtained, patient was stood in the left lateral decubitus position, period. Scope was introduced into the mouth, advanced to the oropharynx, esophagus, stomach, into the first portion of the duodenum without complications. Period. I'm unable to advance the scope beyond the first, in second portion, in between the first and second portion of the duodenum due to the presence of a luminal narrowing and stricture. Period. Paragraph. Examination performed pulmonary drop, period, oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitor, and the procedure, period, reflection performed the fundus, period, paragraph. Findings, oropharynx appear normal, period, paragraph, esophagus appear normal, period, paragraph, stomach appear normal, period, paragraph, duodenum D1, no ulcer seen, duodenum bulb appear normal, there's a stricture between the first and the second portion of the duodenum, I'm unable to pass the scope beyond that area, period. The area seems to be smooth, no other significant anomalies, not in the mucosa in that area, period, paragraph. Second portion of the duodenum not examined, period, paragraph. Biopsies were taken from antrum, body, radish, pylori, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, and avoid NSAIDs. Number 3, monitor clinic. Number 4, recommend a upper GI series, a small bowel follow-through for evaluation of the area of the luminal narrowing, period. We may consider dilation of the duodenal stricture, period. Patient is to follow up in GI office interval.